From the Chattahoochee Tech Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal Podcast. Today is Thursday, May 26th, and happy 83rd birthday to legendary football commentator Brent Musburger.
Here it is, the most exciting 25 seconds in college football.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Marcus Flowers dominated the 14th congressional district elections. Libertarian Angela Pence will also be in the election in November. A Woodstock motorcyclist was killed in a North Cobb wreck. The crash occurred around 5:30 Saturday evening. And we'll keep you updated on the election results, including the cityhood referendums. We'll have all this and more on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
But now we have Nancy Pelosi's gazpacho police spying on members of Congress.
Two contestants are poised to face off on the November ballot for the 14th District Congressional seat. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene held a dominating lead for the Republican Party nomination for the 14th District Congressional seat. Marcus Flowers also held a dominating lead for the Democratic Party nomination as votes continued to come in. Both candidates not only easily avoided a runoff in the district, but also held large leads in Floyd County. The GOP and Dem candidates will also face Libertarian Party candidate Angela Pence in the November election. A Woodstock man was killed in a crash Saturday after being ejected from his motorcycle in northeast Cobb County. The crash occurred around 5:30 p.m. Saturday, according to Cobb police investigators. 51-year-old Jason Williams of Woodstock was driving his Yamaha motorcycle westbound on Alabama Road, Highway 92, near the intersection with Old Mountain Park Road. Meanwhile, Steve Folds of Woodstock was driving a Sprinter van eastbound on Alabama Road, driving in the left turn lane to turn onto Old Mountain Park Road. As the van turned left, the motorcycle crashed into the right side of the van. Williams was ejected and died from his injuries at the scene. Mr. Folds was not injured. Frequenters of the Battery Atlanta will soon have a new dining and gaming spot with the addition of Battle and Brew in spring 2023. Located next to Feast, B&B will offer guests of all ages an opportunity to play a plethora of games while receiving food and beverage service. From video games to board games and more, Battle and Brew will have a wide variety of games, according to managing partner Ben Izaguirre. The arcade will offer games from Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, PC, and tabletop, according to a news release. The food and beverage menu at Battle and Brew showcases selections that incorporate beloved aspects from the gaming community. One of the most popular items, according to Ben, are the alcoholic and non-alcoholic potions, or POTS. In terms of hot food items, Ben highlighted the Dragon Talons, which are the house-made buttermilk-battered chicken tenders. As a delicious side item, he recommends the sweet potato fries with the marshmallow dipping sauce. The Marietta Police Department arrested a man after a brief chase Tuesday morning that ended in a crash near the intersection of Allgood Road and Cobb Parkway. Marietta Police spokesman Chuck McPhillamy said the license plate reading cameras first identified a stolen car in the area of Franklin Gateway and Delk Road around 8 a.m. Officers responded, but the car sped off. Police initially disengaged and did not chase after the car since they had no charges to pursue, but another officer passed the suspect elsewhere in the city, and the suspect swerved to collide with the officer's car. A short chase ensued before the car rear-ended a civilian who was stopped at a traffic light. The suspect had been heading north on Fairground Street, went right at the roundabout onto Allgood Road, and crashed into the civilian. Officers pulled the suspect out of the car. He had no visible injuries and, after being medically cleared, was taken to the Cobb County Jail. The suspect's identity is still unknown. He's refusing to cooperate, and authorities are working to confirm his identity using fingerprints.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG now.
It all started with one location on Austell Road in Marietta 18 short years ago. The bakers for Georgia's Best Donuts, Dough in the Box, would arrive and hand-make varieties of donuts the community would instantly love. Now with over 52 varieties, two locations in Cobb, and one on Fulton Industrial Boulevard, Dough in the Box welcomes you to try Georgia's Best Donuts and start your own family donut tradition. Visit us and see Dough in the Box. You can't eat just one. Open really early, Tuesday through Sunday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Or visit us online at doughinthebox.com. You can't eat just one Dough in the Box. Your new tradition begins today.
Email bgdonut22@gmail.com for your chance to win a gift card to Dough in the Box.
So who'd you vote for, Hank?
Nah. If he tells you, it won't come true.
And now here's community reporter Matt Golden with a look at some of the election results.
With 100% of precincts reporting in Cobb, the vote to make East Cobb its own city was shot down, with 73.41% of voters saying no. As far as the city of Lost Mountain, it was also shot down. It was a closer race, as the no votes only got 57.92%. And in another close race, voters also voted against the Vining Cityhood proposal, with 54.99% of the vote going toward no. Statewide, Herschel Walker easily won the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate, with 68.19% of the vote. As for the Democrat nomination, Raphael Warnock took over 96% of the vote. In the governor's race on the Republican side, Brian Kemp captured almost 74% of the vote to reclaim the nomination against challenger David Perdue. Candace Taylor got 3.42% of the vote, Tony Williams got 0.27%, and Catherine Davis got 0.81%. On the Democratic side, the unopposed Stacey Abrams got the nomination. It does appear we'll have some runoffs on June 21st. U.S. Congressional District 6 Republican race feature Jake Evans against Rich McCormick. The race for Republican nomination for lieutenant governor between Butch Jones and Burt Miller will also most likely be at a runoff. The Democrat nomination for lieutenant governor between Charlie Bailey and Kwanzaa Hall also looks to be going to a runoff. There will most likely be a runoff for the Secretary of State Democrat nomination between D. Hawkins Hagler and B. Wynn, as well as the Democrat nomination for Commissioner of Insurance between Raphael Baker and Janice Laws Robinson. Democrat Commissioner of Labor nominees will go to a runoff with William Bodie Jr. against Nicole Horn. The Democrat nomination for State Representative District 39 between Terry Cummings and Monica Yvette Delancey will also go to a runoff. Smyrna City Council Ward 2 will see a runoff between Latonia P. Hines and Natalie King, and Cobb County Superior Court Judge, which is filling the open seat vacated by retiring Judge Flournoy, will go to a runoff between Sonja N. Brown and James Luttrell. For more on the story and on all the election coverage, please get it mdjonline.com. For the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Elementary, my dear Watson. This man has been dead for at least 2 hours.
The rescheduled reunion of the North Cobb Irregulars, a group dedicated to joining together to discuss Sherlock Holmes, Holmes-related text, and his creator, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, will meet May 31st at 6 p.m. at the North Cobb Regional Library patio. Led by Dr. Helen Cawley, writer and president emerita of the Atlanta Sherlock Holmes Society, the group was formed 7 years ago at the Kennesaw Library. After the Kennesaw and Ackworth libraries were consolidated into the new North Cobb Library in 2019, turnout for the Irregulars meeting continued at about 15 to 25 people. The pandemic led to virtual Zoom meetings with a few sessions last fall before the group took a break in December. The Irregulars served as Dr. Cawley's Sherlock support group as she completed her dissertation on Sir Doyle for her doctorate in English rhetoric and composition at Georgia State University.
We'll be right back.
powerful punch from a passenger identified as former Kell High School football standout Brendan Langley knocked a United Airlines worker through the ticket counter and bloodied his face at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey during a dispute, according to a video. Brendan was heard shouting after the worker got up during the nearly minute-long clip shared to Twitter capturing the pair fighting. ABC News reported that the fight started when the worker asked Brendan for a wheelchair that he was using to carry his luggage. Brendan was charged with simple assault. The United Airlines employee has reportedly been fired. Brendan is now back in Canada, where he plays for the CFL's Calgary Stampede.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.